Hi everyone, Stephen Daglian here, CommSec Market Analyst with your mid-session report. The ASX 200 is down by about 0.5% at the moment, which drags that index back below the key 7,400 point mark. So once again, we're following the direction of American markets, which very much recently have been setting the tone for our market each morning, despite the lockdowns and virus concerns that linger on, of course, locally. Now, the S&P 500 in the US fell by about 0.5% last night, and that's largely being mirrored on our market today. Also briefly, we had Apple, Microsoft, and Google releasing their latest quarterly results overnight, and a $57 billion US dollar profit was announced by all three combined between April and June. That's close to $80 billion in Aussie dollar terms. However, what is impressive locally is that the market, of course, did hit a record high on Monday and Tuesday. We've had four gains in 6 days, and for the time being, we're still on track to lift for a 10th straight month. Now, on the COVID front, what's receiving all the attention today is Greater Sydney's five-week lockdown being extended by a further 4 weeks. So we'll be in lockdown through to the 28th of August, a record 177 cases identified over the past day alone in Sydney. The impact, well, our economists expect the Aussie economy to shrink by about 2.7% or so over the quarter before hopefully bouncing back to an extent in the last couple of months of 2021. Now, on the economic front, the highlight has been an update on inflation, which basically showed that inflation rose by 0.8%. This is headline inflation through to the end of June, for the 3 months to June, 3.8% lift over the year. So the strongest pace that we've had since around 2008. So it does at least give us an idea of what inflationary pressures look like pre-lockdown, but it's unlikely to mean much at the moment because we've got, of course, this lockdown taking place. That obviously is having quite a significant impact on slowing things down. Now, today, looking at different sectors and stocks, we've got quite a mixed bag. Most sectors are down. The miners, the banks, tech stocks, energy, CSL and Wesfarmers are also weighing on consumer discretionary and healthcare stocks. And outside of that, we've got Rio Tinto ahead of its half-year results due when the market closes today. It's down about 0.75%. Still, the results today should show that profits and dividends are quite healthy, thanks to a lift in iron ore prices. BHP, its rival, is down 1.5%. It's offering to buy out a Canadian miner called Noront Resources, which is listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange and is focused on nickel, copper, and platinum. We've also got Spark Infrastructure lifting about 6%, and this is after receiving a sweetened $5.2 billion takeover offer from private equity firm KKR. Now, the Aussie dollar finally is sitting at 73.5 US. We'll chat again this afternoon.